Well, we know what's at stake. We know that the road to the playoffs, it begins and ends with how you do in division play. So we know the level of importance of playing within the division, and we know that each one of those games is its own little war. So we got to come out on top and win as many of those games as we can.
You would think if players look at a team with a 2-5 record, they say, okay, we can beat this group. But Houston's a different story. Every number says they're better than 2-5.
No, I really, it goes one ear out the other. I really believe our team knows it's the Houston Texans. We know it's not a 2-5 team. We know that they've been devastated like us with injuries at key positions, but they still have that number one defense. They have a quarterback that's on the come that's, the team's rallying around. It puts us in a little bit of a pickle going there and facing that whole situation because they've got a renewed sense of energy and the way he played against Kansas City was really a bright spot for them. So I know they're rallying around him. Kid played in Houston. I mean, things are kind of in their favor in that respect. So we know we're going into a hornet's nest, and we know we have a great, great challenge against that defense and against this new quarterback.
What do you see in Case Keenum? Obviously, he can throw the football. He did at the University of Houston very well.
His ability to extend plays is no doubt something that is special about him. He's athletic. He can put the ball in tight spots. He makes all the throws. The thing that I was most impressed, just kind of the aura he gave off in that game against Kansas City, was he was in a hostile environment, had the weight of the world on him, and really showed excellent poise. His body language and just the way he played, that was the one thing that I thought that showed up was his poise and just ability to make plays, under duress.
The defense, we all know they're number one. J.J. Watt is unbelievable. Does the loss of Brian Cushing hurt them at all?
It can't help. I mean, it's like, the losses of the blue players we've lost as well. I mean, he's a special talent. He's a Pro Bowl caliber player. He's in the top tier of that position in the NFL, if not one of the best. So, he's obviously a blow to them, but they have other guys that are going to step up, and that defense plays so well as a unit, no matter who they have out there, because they have those bell cows up front and in the back half that are so good at what they do, and they just, they have a team. They have a team type aspect to them as well, to where they play as one, and they're a nasty, nasty, athletic group of players, and that are special. Not only size. I mean, JJ is JJ, and nobody really has ever found a way to really successfully block him. But Smith and their safeties they have. Swearinger and Reed. The two corners, there's a reason they're the number one defense. And as soon as you turn the tape on, you see them, they fly around and they play it the way it's supposed to be played. And Wade, they got the coach in Wade Phillips, which, he's so well respected. And you see it on the film. They're a real force to be reckoned with over there.
One of the guys we haven't talked about too much this year, but I thought a great acquisition in the offseason, Gosder Sherless. What has he brought to this O-line? And you see numbers, but you don't see him very often because we don't play Detroit very much. He's a pretty good football player.
And you use the key word is football player. He's not only an enormous man, and he's a man. He is tough. he's kind of the enforcer of our offensive line. He's there to protect Andrew and kind of set the tone over there. And, I've told him this before. I've felt kind of from the beginning he's kind of – is John Runyon-esque, who I was around in Philly for those years. He's this big, tough football player that has great length and just competes down after down. Is good in all areas of his game. But the number one thing is just the way he plays the game is with his heart. He's a warrior, and you have those guys up front that play that way. It's going to help you in all phases of in the run or passing game. Because he's kind of a stalwart in that respect, and he kind of sets the bar for everyone and kind of sets a tone. So that's kind of what we'd always wanted from the beginning was to bring some leadership. Him and AC are both Boston College guys, so they have great synergy between them. Gaz is the kind of the elder statesman. Those two guys have played lights out this year, and without Gaz, we wouldn't have the success we've had.
When you go look at players, having played that position, does that help you a little bit in saying, yeah, this guy can really play?
Well, the tape doesn't lie. Everyone has their strengths and their weaknesses. But when it comes down to offensive line play, you have to produce, and this type of offense, you have to be able to fit up and move people off the football. But you have to have a level of, toughness, because you're still trying to just beat the guy across from you. That's when it gets, when you cut through all the baloney, it just comes down to, am I going to kick your butt or are you going to kick mine? And guys is wired, and I feel like the rest of those guys on our offensive line, that's what we start out with. Is this guy had that type of mindset that he's going to go to war, and no matter what happens, he's going to be the last man standing? That's the kind of mindset that we have always wanted in our guys, and I feel like we have five guys that have that type of mindset.
I brought it up for one point, and I think you've talked about it so much. The line play this week is going to be extremely important as to who wins the football game.
Well, you know, I'm biased, obviously, as a former lineman. I mean, I feel like that's where it's won and lost every week, you know, in the trenches. So, yeah, obviously every game it's very important, but, you know, we have some players down, key positions, and when you're playing such a formidable front that we're facing right now that's so successful and so feared, you know, if we go out there and don't go out there and trade them blow for blow and lay down any second of the game, that's when they can take over. But, you know, that's not how we're wired.
No. Energy level, like you said, it's been great. Greg, week of preparation. And, again, it's a division game. It's Houston, you know, reigning champs last 2 years, on the road, prime time, Sunday night football. I mean, what more can you ask for? I mean, I'd be shocked if, you know, if their energy level and their excitement level wasn't as high.
When you go to Houston, you face a different quarterback, same old running back, same old defense, but the QB is a little different than Matt Schaub.
Yeah, and you know what? He fits their system really well, though. And we saw, you know, last week Case come in and do a great job at Kansas City, gave him every opportunity to win that football game. And kid can make plays. He's got a strong arm. He's smart. He understands the system. He's mobile. He can extend plays. So we got our hands full with this young guy.
All streaks end, I think, the first time in how many years without Reggie or Marvin in the lineup. But the young guys look like they're ready to step up.
They put in a lot of time this week, extra time in the film room, studying their stuff, and had a great week of practice. So fully expect those guys to go out and play well.
Can you get 14 guys on the field to block J.J. Watt?
Unfortunately, they won't let us, but we got all the confidence in the world in our offensive line and backs and tight ends, and it's going to take a team effort, as you know, Bobby. But, again, our guys have got they know him inside and out, and, you know, it's going to be a battle. And we're going to have to buckle up chin straps and get your mouthpiece in and bring your big boy pads. You know, this game won't be for the timid, believe me.
He's had an unbelievable year. Robert Mathis is Defensive Player of the Month. What can't he do?
Yeah, he's, you know, this far into his career, and, you know, just what he's doing just speaks for itself, because he trains, you know, and he works his craft, and he's a relentless warrior. I don't know what you can say, you know. You can't say enough great things about Rob. He's such a great leader, and he doesn't say anything. He just comes to work every day with his hard hat and his lunch pail, you know, and he puts the time in. And when you do that and you care like he cares and you wear that shoe on your helmet, I mean, when we talk about respecting the shoe, you know, and expectations, all those things, I mean, this guy's the epitome of a Colt. And, you know, again, I'm not surprised. I know you're not surprised. I don't think anybody in our locker room, this organization, this city, surprised that the year he's having.
Chuck, for you, the division game, yeah, it's next game up. Division games mean more to you as a coach, or is it still one game at a time?
No, absolutely, because, you know, our ultimate goal is to hoist a Lombardi, but the first goal on the gold board is, you know, win a division. And so we know that the easiest way to get in the tournament is to win the division, so nothing more important than division games.